This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And a good Saturday morning to you, and a good luck wish for the participants in this weekend's Golden Meadow Fuchon Tarpon Rodeo. Yep, going on down there in Fuchon. Scales open at 1 p.m. if you want to go down there and check out some of the big fish that are being brought in. It's in the beautiful air-conditioned new pavilion down there in Fuchon. They're going to have music, shrimp boil. Kids' scales will be closing at 4 o'clock today, and others will close at 5 p.m. The auction, awards, the raffle, music all goes on till midnight. That's all at the Fuchon Pavilion, and I'll have a few more details for you. You may have been tuned in last week when we spoke to the Admiral and also Lynn Kiger, who is with the Lafourche Department of Tourism down there, and kind of gave us a rundown on what it's going to look like. But we'll update you again. Also have some big news coming out of the Department of Wildlife and Fishery this week, and those of you who will be fishing this coming week need to be aware of this. There will be an temporary red snapper closure and a big change coming when it does reopen. We'll have the details for that. And is it possible that our six snapper napper bad boys had something to do with that snapper closure? And just what was it that Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said about this case that has set off criticism across social media? We'll talk more about that and hope to hear from you on it. We'll also have a CCA Star Tournament update from Director Sam Hopper, and we're going to hear from one of the three registered anglers who have claimed their prize for catching a tagged redfish in this year's Star Tournament. Allison Schultz will join us to tell us about the extraordinary circumstances surrounding her prize-winning catch. You won't want to miss that fascinating story. Some circumstances there that are just truly unbelievable. And if you had a successful fishing trip this week, we want to hear your report. We'll add it along with your comments and your questions to those we get from our field staff of professional captains and marina operators. And you can do that by texting your questions, your comments, your fishing reports real time into the studio here at 504-260-1870. And I'm going to ask you to please text early and often, and I'll tell you why. We're having some technical difficulties. We have no call-in phone lines today. But our text line is up and running. That number, again, is 504-260-187. Now, I have a lot of time. I should be able to get to everyone's text that texted in this morning. All right, your coastal marine forecast. If you're on the road, if you're at the camp and you're waiting to get out and wondering what you're going to encounter, you're going to look offshore for some westerly winds, 5 to 10 knots, 2 to 3 foot seas. In the interior lakes and bays, those winds will be light out of the west at only about 5 knots, some smooth conditions. Tomorrow, the wind's expected to be southwest, 5 to 10, 2-foot seas. And on the inside, a little variable, west switching around to southerly, still light, 5 knots and some smooth conditions. Of course, those conditions could change depending on the path of Hurricane Beryl. It's not supposed to affect us almost at all, but if it does take a little bit more of a turn to the north and east, then possibly we could get some action in the Gulf. Average tide range, boy, it is rocking and rolling. We rarely get a 2-foot tide range, but we've got one today. We've got, a tide in Grand Isle is going to be high at 10 a.m. High tide in I-10 and Slidell and Lake Pontchartrain is 2 p.m. In Shell Beach, the high tide is 3 p.m. Rain chances, well, you got 50-50 today and about 40% tomorrow. Pattern this week has been, if you're in it, you know it. Some places totally dry, other areas not far away, getting a couple inches in just an hour, hour and a half. So be aware for those big thunder boomers bouncing around out there. Mississippi River stage, 4.8 and on a little bit of a rise. So there it is. Stage is set. We got lots to talk about in the next 2 hours. Hope we'll get some text from you, and we got a lot of information to pass along for you as we do each and every Saturday morning, because it's what we do here, 5 to 7 a.m., Outdoors with Don Dubuque, right here. We'll be back after this. All right, for those of you that will be fishing down in the Shell Beach, Breton Sound, Hopedale, Delacroix areas, got a report in from Robbie Campo. Here's his report. He says not as many numbers of trout were caught this week, but the ones that were real quality fish. Moving in towards those long rocks, there's a few trout. And again, not as many numbers and tons of 12.5-inch trout. Used to be 11.5-inch, right, when we had a 12-inch limit. Now it's 13. We're catching 12.5s. But nevertheless, lots of action. In the Mr. Go to the Hopedale Dam, there's mixed boxes of trout, reds, and white trout. Lake Bourne, you're going to find some redfish along the eastern shoreline. They're being caught there and also up in the Biloxi Marsh. And Robbie is going to keep us updated on the shrimp situation. It's a little bit iffy, but if he does, in fact, run out, I know some of the bait shops and marinas do not have bait there, so you might want to check with the one you're going to and find out before you head down there. All right, we also have this information on red snapper season, okay? I wanted to get this out. If you're a red snapper fisherman or planning to go next week, some big news coming out. The latest private redfish red snapper landing estimates, and this is through June the 16th, they indicate that 513,444 pounds, which is about almost 55% of our annual allocation, which was a little bit short of 1 million pounds, 934,587, has been caught so far up until June 16th. So, in an effort to extend the season, at least through Labor Day, because, you know, we've been hammering snapper 7 days a week since it opened, and the weather's been conducive to getting out there, and a lot of snapper have been caught. So in order to keep it open through Labor Day, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan signed a declaration of emergency that closes the red snapper season in both state and federal waters off Louisiana at 11:59 p.m. on July 7th. That is tomorrow. It will remain closed until Friday at 12:01 a.m. on July 12th. And so when it does reopen, it'll open, going back now to previous years, a weekends-only season. And remember, the weekends are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Labor Day, it will include Monday. That's a 4-day weekend. It'll be open until Monday, September the 2nd, and they are planning on closing it for the season until further notice. Now, if they come back and say, well, we didn't reach that 934,000 pounds, well, we got a few more weeks or days, we can reopen it. The daily creel limit, in case you're wondering, is going to remain 4 per person, and the size limit is unchanged. It'll be 16 inches minimum total length. So big news, red snapper season closing at, midnight tomorrow night. So from Monday through Thursday night, it will be closed totally. No red snapper can be caught and possessed. And when it does reopen, it will no longer be 7 days a week. It's going to be weekends only. So that's the latest on the red snapper story. All right, we've got a rodeo, a big one going on this 4th of July weekend. It's one of the oldest rodeos, and last week we were talking to a couple of the officials with the Golden Meadow Fuchsia and Tarpon Rodeo, and it continues on. Here's the schedule for today. The scales are going to open in the pavilion, and this is the Fuchsia Pavilion. It's recently built. I think it's now 2 years old, and then opens up at 1 o'clock to weigh the fish. And if you want to go down there and take in some of the sights and sounds and see some of those big fish that are brought in, they'll have them on display there. Music kicks off around 2. There's a shrimp boil dinner, and they know how to boil shrimp in Fuchsia, let me tell you, from 4 to 7 p.m. And there's also going to be the children's division will close their scales at 4 o'clock. Then all divisions will close at 5. They're going to be doing some giveaways for the kids. There's a live auction. They'll be presenting the fishing category awards. There'll be a drawing for a raffle. This is going on all night, all the way up until midnight. The music plays, and then they'll shut the pavilion down at about midnight tonight. So that'll put to bed the Fuchsia Golden Meadow Tarpon Rodeo. This one's been around a long time. It was good hearing from Admiral Darby Chasson and Lynn Kiger with the Fuchsia Rodeo. So got that one going on. We got other rodeos, lots more coming up this month. This is the big month for fishing rodeos. We're going to talk more about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. That one is almost as old as the Grand Isle. I think there's 1 year between the two rodeos. Next weekend, we got the Blue Boot Rodeo. And then, of course, the one they call the granddaddy of them all, the International Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. That one's been around since 1928. It is the oldest fishing tournament in the United States. And I believe the Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo, which is celebrating its 91st year, started 1 year later in 1929. Some of the other things we'll be talking about, well, it's Shark Week. You heard about some attacks, I'm sure, in Florida and Texas. And it's Shark Week here in Louisiana. And as happens every year, the bull sharks are starting to show up in Lake Pontchartrain. We had a report and a photograph, if you look on my Facebook page, Wicked Fishing Charters, who specializes in catching what they call the Kraken, which is big fish in Lake Pontchartrain, sharks, gars, bull reds. They landed a pretty sizable bull shark, and we've got a picture of it up there. Also, later on, we're going to hear from Sam Hopper, the director of the CCA Star Tournament, and also Allison Schultz. Just an unbelievable circumstances on which she caught her tagged redfish and won a brand new boat, motor, and trailer. All right, we come back. We're going to have a special double bad boy feature for you. The first one is coming up pretty soon, about 5:30. Also, we got some more fishing reports. Your text messages, keep them coming in at 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, I want to remind you, if you're going to be out boating this weekend, it is another Operation Dry Water weekend where Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents, they're going to be out in force patrolling the state waterways, particularly looking for impaired boat operators. Now, nationwide, alcohol is the leading known contributing factor in fatal boating incidents, causing 17% of all deaths on the water. Last year, Louisiana reported 7 boating fatalities, with alcohol playing a role in 2 of them, which is about 29%. To date this year, we've had 5 boating fatalities, alcohol being suspected in 2 of them, which is 40%. Now, last year, during Operation Dry Water Weekend, Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents arrested 12 boaters for DWI on the water. Now, DWI on the water is no light offense. In Louisiana and many other states, if you get a DWI on the water, it is the exact same penalties and fines as if you're on the road in a vehicle. It could include jail time, those fines, and you could lose both driving and boating operating privileges. Now, each offense, operating a vehicle or a boat while intoxicated, counts toward the total number of DWIs, whether they happened on the water or the road. And by the way, if you get a DWI for operating a moving vehicle or vessel while impaired, the first offense is a $300 to $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Second, and if there is a third offense, much more serious. So remember, use a designated driver on the water just as you would if you were on the road. If you're going to be drinking, don't be operating a vessel. And I tell you from personal experience, I don't drink when I'm out on the water, whether I'm operating the boat or not. And I'll tell you why. That hot sun, when it's hot, and the mix of alcohol, man, that would give me a huge headache, which is a good deterrent and a reason not to be drinking and driving or boating. So be aware. I can tell you this. I'm going to get a list of boaters who have been cited for DWI on the water. After this weekend, I'll be getting it next week, and I've already gotten several in this year, and a couple of them we may put on the bad boy feature. All right, it is rodeo season all over the Gulf Coast. We got the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo that's taking place this weekend. We told you about. Next weekend is going to be the Blue Boot Rodeo, and this one is Nicole and Darby. Put this one on, and I got to tell you, what a fantastic job they do with this rodeo. And if you heard our interview with them last year, they talked about how this rodeo came about. They lost their young son in a tragic drowning accident, and they started this rodeo with the idea of spreading awareness about boating safety in kids and using PFDs, and the sponsors have jumped in, professional athletes, LSU's catcher Alex Malazzo, third baseman Tommy White, and others have really jumped in on this and participate in it and make donations to it, and it's grown to be a fantastic rodeo. It takes place down at the Grand Isle Marina, and it kicks off this coming Thursday. 6 a.m. is when it starts, fishing all day Friday. Lots of things for the kids. They've got, of course, the music and the bands and everything going on. Speckled trout is just one of many categories. They got redfish, sheephead, white trout, flounder, black drum, mangrove snapper, lemonfish. Now, red snapper is going to be a problem because that's going to be closed. Grouper, yellowfin tuna, blackfin tuna, swordfish, And for the kids, they've got also an abbreviated schedule. And also for the kayakers, those of you who like to go paddle for your fish, special categories for you in the 2024 Blue Boot Rodeo. Now, this year, there's a special event that's taking place, and it's called Life Jacket for Life Distribution. And that's going to be 1 week from today, Saturday, July the 13th, during the rodeo from noon to 5 o'clock. All kids from any age on up to 12 who go to the Blue Boot Rodeo are going to receive a free life jacket. And if the kids had gotten free life jackets in previous rodeos and they've grown, as kids have a tendency to do real quick, you can bring in your life jacket and exchange it for a larger size. It's called Children's Water Safety Awareness, and it's part of Riley John's Blue Boot Foundation. So if you can, participate in it. It's a great event for a very, very good cause. And we'll have our Bayou Wild team down there filming on location, and you'll see some highlights from the fishing rodeo there. That's the 2024 Blue Boot Rodeo. All right, we got some texts coming in. Let's see. We hear from Captain Ross. He pretty much checks in with us each and every week. He's down there, one of the guides at Cajun Fishing Adventures. He said he didn't fish much this week, but when he did, it was limits, limits, limits. Redfish, as always, even caught some nice trout. It's hot out. Stay hydrated. Oh, we know about that. I did some yard work this week in some of the hot weather. And boy, I tell you, you got to take those breaks, get you some hydration, sunscreen, sunglasses, big old floppy straw hat. That's kind of the stuff you need. He suggests you get out there and get some, and always bring the kids when you do it. All right, we come back after this timeout. We're going to have a Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature. You know, we're going to have two of them. We got a doubleheader. And on this one that we're going to tell you about, there were some comments made from our Governor Jeff Landry, and it drew some criticism from citizens on social media. I want to know if you agree with that. Was that criticism of Governor Landry fair? We'll be back to do it. You're tuned in to the Saturday Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, thank you for your text messages each and every week. You can send us a text at 504-260-1870 and ask any questions, make comments, and also give us your fishing report. If you had a good one or not so good one, that helps too. Tell people where not to go. All right, we got this text coming in from Rabbit in Lacombe. Taking the backwoods fishing crew to South Shore Bait and Marina to find some chef specs. That's from, I don't think I have a name on that one. All right, then we have this question coming in. What is the best time, all-time bait to fish for specs in the summer? That one is from Mike. And Mike, stay tuned. We're after this Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature and our station ID, I'll answer your question about what I think is the best all-time bait for speckled trout in the summertime. But we'll be back to do that and tell you about our Bad Boy feature number one right after we pause 10 seconds and let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents were on patrol in the Mississippi River in Plaquemines Parish last week when they observed a 20-foot bay boat occupied by six occupants who, after undergoing a boating safety and creel inspection, all six, five of which are illegal immigrants, were cited for allegedly possessing over the limit of red snapper and possessing undersized snapper. Some were also cited for no basic or saltwater licenses or offshore landing permits, as well as the boat captain being cited for not possessing a fire extinguisher, failing to comply with PFD requirements, and improper boat numbers. During the inspection, Agents Corporal Austin Landry, Agent Austin Wiles, and Agent Brett Smith found the men to be in possession of 120 red snappers, of which 97 were undersized. All of those fish were seized and donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank on behalf of Hunters for the Hungry, two great organizations. Now, Governor Jeff Landry was criticized on social media for making this public comment. This case highlights the many issues we face by the failure of the Biden administration to secure our border and illustrates how our state's resources are weighed down by the consequences of a broken immigration policy, Landry said. And that brought some heat. Well, the investigation is ongoing, and there may be more charges pending, but what we do know, that sharing the possibility of criminal fines of $1,600 plus another $3,098, making a total penalty of $4,698, or the boat captain and resident of Chalmette, 33-year-old Encarnacion Lopez, and illegal immigrants Juan Lopez, 30-year-old Oscar Ofion, 45-year Armando Aguilar, 27-year-old Ioni Martinez, and 46-year-old Mario Castro are bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, and I'm wondering, you know, we're closing the red snapper season because we've reached that. I wonder how much of the illegal catch is factored into that, you know, in order to set those quotas. And what do you think about Governor Jeff Landry? He was criticized. A lot of people jumped on him on social media after he made that comment, tying this in to the Biden administration's failure to keep the border secure. Now, does anyone believe that these illegal immigrants that are crossing the border, many have no identification, certainly they've got no driver's license, so they're unable to purchase any fishing licenses or offshore landing permits? Do they even care about that? And do they know or care about limits and respecting size and creel limits? They're just there to plunder the resource at no contribution, making no contribution to the public. Do you think he was right to mention that? The criticism said, well, it didn't matter if they were illegals or not. We've got people who are legal residents and non-residents that also break the law. What difference does it make if they were illegals? I think it makes a lot of difference. What do you think? 504-260-1870. That's our text line this morning. We don't have any phone lines, so I'm sorry we can't take calls from our guest or from our fishing reporters, as we usually do, but we've got you there, and we'd love to hear from you. All right, let's see. We got this one. Mike, I want to get back to Mike's question. In fact, I'll do that when we come back after this next break, because it's going to take me a few minutes to talk about the best all-time bait for speckled trout in the summer. Mike, stay where you are. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll also get to some more texts. Going to tell you about some new rules, new regulations for you hunters, deer and turkey hunters. Tell you about some improvements and changes to the Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo, the International Grand Isle Rodeo, and it is Shark Week, especially in Lake Pontchartrain. That was evidenced by a pretty good-sized bull shark that was landed this week in Lake Pontchartrain, of all places. And we'll tell you about the only one and only fatal shark attack that ever occurred in the state of Louisiana. Back to do it right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, getting back to Mike's text, the question, what is the best all-time bait for specks in the summer? Mike, I'm going to tell you the number one all-time bait is going to be live shrimp. That is probably for a couple of reasons. One, trout love them. They readily bite them. They're more available than any other bait. But I got to tell you, if you're looking to catch big speckled trout, this time of the year, particularly as we move into August and July and August months, live croakers, if you can get those little baby, and I don't mean really little, I mean you can get really big, maybe 4 or 5 inch croakers and even bigger. And the key to using those is, of course, you hook them like you would a cockahoe minnow. You'd hook them either through the lips, you can hook them underneath the dorsal fin. Some people like to hook them in the tail. The key to catching big speckled trout on live croakers is you got to let that fish take it. Now, a lot of times if you're fishing shrimp, particularly if you're fishing plastics, you feel the tug, you feel the weight. First thing you do, you set the hook. Don't do that with a croaker. A croaker is such a big bait, it takes that trout a while to get it into its mouth and position it correctly and get it in there where you can do a good hook set. You virtually let the fish, you can even open your bail and let the fish swim off with some of your line, and then at some point, click it stopped, and then when you feel it, set that hook. You got to give him a chance. Cockahoe minnows, in some areas, they're effective. I don't know what it is, but cockahoe minnows around the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area, aren't very effective for trout. But if you take them down to Grand Isle and Fouchon and Cocodrie and some of those areas, they can be a very effective bait, too. Now, that's live bait or dead bait. Plastic baits for speckled trout, you know, it's hard to beat the old plastic shrimp. underneath a popping cork, or you can rig them, you know, on the bottom and fish like that. But I would say best bait all around is shrimp. But number two, if you're looking for big ones and they're hard to find, if you use a cast net, you got a better shot, because most of the bait shops can't really keep – they are very hard to keep croakers alive. But those little croakers are really an effective bait. All right, let's see what else we got on the text. Oh, yeah, I was asking about the comments from Governor Jeff Landry commenting on blaming Biden administration for allowing illegals to come in and taking a toll on natural resources. And he was roundly criticized by a lot of people for saying that. So here's some of the texts that are coming in. This one says, "We already have enough of our own criminals. We don't need any new ones." And another one says, let's see, kind of hard to find them. "Governor was spot on. Use them for shark bait." I don't know if I'd go that far. And here's one says, "He's a DeSantis wannabe. He's grandstanding again." And yet another says, "The governor is 100% correct." And another one says, "I agree 100% with the governor's comments." If you're just tuning in, we just did a bad boy feature where there were six men who were cited for catching 120 red snappers. I remember, red snappers, a limit of four per person per day, and they're 16-inch size. 97 of these 120s were little small snappers. They caught them with them red-handed. Of course, everybody's got their day in court, and at this point it's still alleged, but, I mean, it's pretty much they had them. They were in their possession on the boat with them, and no doubt about that. And Governor Landry made the case that, you know, it's the failure of the president administration to keep the border secure is weighing down the state's resources by the consequences of a broken immigration policy. Some people thought that was unfair. But, you know, you got to look at it. I mean, in one of our texters said, you know, if they come here and don't pay attention to our laws about immigration and cross the border, and number one, the first illegal thing they do, it seems like they're being rewarded. Why would they think that any laws or regulations would be enforced? If we're not holding them accountable for the first offense of illegally coming into the country, why would they think we would for catching fish? And, you know, I'm sure that goes through their mind. What do you think about it? 504-260-1870. Let's see. We got some more texts coming in from our Florida friends, Dan and Meredith. Hi, Dan and Meredith. Thanks for tuning in. And our Wingbone buddy who makes the Wingbone turkey calls is up this morning. He's there with us. And let's see. We got here's someone that is bank fishing and pier fishing from Golden Meadow to Grand Isle. If anybody could offer a tip or a place or two to fish, that would be great. That's don't have a name on that one, but I'll tell you this. Bank fishing, Elmer's Island, get down to the surf. That's going to be your best bet this time of the year. Pier fishing, you know, the bridge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, thank you for your text messages each and every week. You can send us a text at 504-260-1870 and ask any questions, make comments, and also give us a fishing report. If you had a good one or not so good one, that helps too. Tell people where not to go. All right, we got this text coming in from Rabbit in Lacombe. Taking the backwoods fishing crew to South Shore Bait and Marina to find some chef specs. That's from, I don't think I have a name on that one. All right, then we have this question coming in. What is the best time, all-time bait to fish for specks in the summer? That one is from Mike. And Mike, stay tuned. We're after this bad boy, the outdoors feature, and our station ID, I'll answer your question about what I think is the best all-time bait for speckled trout in the summertime. But we'll be back to do that and tell you about our bad boy feature number one right after we pause 10 seconds and let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents were on patrol in the Mississippi River in Plaquemines Parish last week when they observed a 20-foot bay boat occupied by six occupants who, after undergoing a boating safety and creel inspection, all six, five of which are illegal immigrants, were cited for allegedly possessing over the limit of red snapper and possessing undersized snapper. Some were also cited for no basic or saltwater licenses or offshore landing permits, as well as the boat captain being cited for not possessing a fire extinguisher, failing to comply with PFD requirements, and improper boat numbers. During the inspection, Agents Corporal Austin Landry, Agent Austin Wiles, and Agent Brett Smith found the men to be in possession of 120 red snappers, of which 97 were undersized. All of those fish were seized and donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank on behalf of Hunters for the Hungry, two great organizations. Now, Governor Jeff Landry was criticized on social media for making this public comment. This case highlights the many issues we face by the failure of the Biden administration to secure our border and illustrates how our state's resources are weighed down by the consequences of a broken immigration policy, Landry said. And that brought some heat. Well, the investigation is ongoing, and there may be more charges pending, but what we do know, that sharing the possibility of criminal fines of $1,600 plus another $3,098, making a total penalty of $4,698, or the boat captain and resident of Chalmette, 33-year-old Encarnacion Lopez, and illegal immigrants Juan Lopez, 30-year-old Oscar Ofion, 45-year Armando Aguilar, 27-year-old Ioni Martinez, and 46-year-old Mario Castro are bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, and I'm wondering, you know, we're closing the red snapper season because we've reached that quota. I wonder how much of the illegal catch is factored into that, you know, in order to set those quotas. And what do you think about Governor Jeff Landry? He was criticized. A lot of people jumped on him on social media after he made that comment, tying this in to the Biden administration's failure to keep the border secure. Now, does anyone believe that these illegal immigrants that are crossing the border, many have no identification, certainly they've got no driver's license, so they're unable to purchase any fishing licenses or offshore landing permits? Do they even care about that? And do they know or care about limits and respecting size and creel limits? They're just there to plunder the resource at no contribution, making no contribution to the public. Do you think he was right to mention that? The criticism said, well, it didn't matter if they were illegals or not. We've got people who are legal residents and non-residents that also break the law. What difference does it make if they were illegals? I think it makes a lot of difference. What do you think? 504-260-1870. That's our text line this morning. We don't have any phone lines, so I'm sorry we can't take calls from our guests or from our fishing reporters as we usually do. But we've got you there, and we'd love to hear from you. All right, let's see. We got this one. Mike, I want to get back to Mike's question. In fact, I'll do that when we come back after this next break, because it's going to take me a few minutes to talk about the best all-time bait for speckled trout in the summer. Mike, stay where you are. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll also get to some more texts. Going to tell you about some new rules, new regulations for you hunters, deer and turkey hunters. Tell you about some improvements and changes to the Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo, the International Grand Isle Rodeo, and it is Shark Week, especially in Lake Pontchartrain. That was evidenced by a pretty good-sized bull shark that was landed this week in Lake Pontchartrain, of all places. And we'll tell you about the only one and only fatal shark attack that ever occurred in the state of Louisiana. Back to do it right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, getting back to Mike's text, the question, what is the best all-time bait for specks in the summer? Mike, I'm going to tell you the number one all-time bait is going to be live shrimp. That is probably for a couple of reasons. One, trout love them. They readily bite them. They're more available than any other bait. But I got to tell you, if you're looking to catch big speckled trout, this time of the year, particularly as we move into August and July and August months, live croakers, if you can get those little baby, and I don't mean really little, I mean you can get really big, maybe 4 or 5 inch croakers and even bigger. And the key to using those is, of course, you hook them like you would a cockahoe minnow. You'd hook them either through the lips. You can hook them underneath the dorsal fin. Some people like to hook them in the tail. The key to catching big speckled trout on live croakers is you got to let that fish take it. Now, a lot of times if you're fishing shrimp, particularly if you're fishing plastics, you feel the tug, you feel the weight. First thing you do, you set the hook. Don't do that with a croaker. A croaker is such a big bait, it takes that trout a while to get it into its mouth and position it correctly and get it in there where you can do a good hook set. You virtually let the fish, you can even open your bail and let the fish swim off with some of your line, and then at some point, click it stopped, and then when you feel it, set that hook. You got to give him a chance. Cockahoe minnows, in some areas, they're effective. I don't know what it is, but cockahoe minnows around the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area, aren't very effective for trout. But if you take them down to Grand Isle and Fouchon and Cocodrie and some of those areas, they can be a very effective bait, too. Now, that's live bait or dead bait. Plastic baits for speckled trout, you know, it's hard to beat the old plastic shrimp underneath a popping cork, or you can rig them, you know, on the bottom and fish like that. But I would say best bait all around is shrimp. But number two, if you're looking for big ones and they're hard to find, if you use a cast net, you got a better shot, because most of the bait shops can't really keep, they are very hard to keep croakers alive. But those little croakers are really an effective bait. All right, let's see what else we got on the text. Oh, yeah, I was asking about the comments from Governor Jeff Landry, commenting on blaming Biden administration for allowing illegals to come in and taking a toll on natural resources. And he was roundly criticized by a lot of people for saying that. So here's some of the texts that are coming in. This one says, we already have enough of our own criminals. We don't need any new ones. And another one says, let's see, kind of hard to find them. Governor was spot on. Use them for shark bait. I don't know if I'd go that far. And here's one says, he's a DeSantis wannabe. He's grandstanding again. And yet another says, the governor is 100% correct. And another one says, I agree 100% with the governor's comments. If you're just tuning in, we just did a bad boy feature where there were six men who were cited for catching 120 red snappers. I remember, red snappers, a limit of four per person per day, and they're 16-inch size. 97 of these 120s were little small snappers. They caught them with them red-handed. Of course, everybody's got their day in court, and at this point it's still alleged, but, I mean, it's pretty much they had them. They were in their possession on the boat with them, and no doubt about that. And Governor Landry made the case that, you know, it's the failure of the president administration to keep the border secure is weighing down the state's resources by the consequences of a broken immigration policy. Some people thought that was unfair. But, you know, you got to look at it. I mean, and one of our texters said, you know, if they come here and don't pay attention to our laws about immigration and cross the border, and number one, the first illegal thing they do, it seems like they're being rewarded. Why would they think that any laws or regulations would be enforced? If we're not holding them accountable for the first offense of illegally coming into the country, why would they think we would for catching fish? And, you know, I'm sure that goes through their mind. What do you think about it? 504-260-1870. Let's see. We've got some more texts coming in from our Florida friends, Dan and Meredith. Hi, Dan and Meredith. Thanks for tuning in. And our Wingbone buddy who makes the Wingbone turkey calls is up this morning. He's there with us. And let's see. We got here's someone that is bank fishing and pier fishing from Golden Meadow to Grand Isle. If anybody could offer a tip or a place or two to fish, that would be great. That's don't have a name on that one, but I'll tell you this. Bank fishing, Elmer's Island, get down to the surf. That's going to be your best bet this time of the year. Pier fishing, you know, the bridge at Bridgeside Marina, that can be effective. All that can be very hot unless you're fishing late in the evening or at night off of that pier. But the surf, you kind of stay cool. You can get in the water. And by the way, they put out an alert about all across the coast due to this storm Beryl, that it could possibly increase the number of rip currents and riptides from Texas all the way to Florida, including Louisiana. And the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has put out some safety tips, which I'll get to sometime this morning and run down that. Please pay attention to that. If you're not familiar with riptides, they can be deadly. And there are ways to not only escape from them, but you got to know, and also to recognize them before you get in trouble. So we got all that coming up. I got a fishing report that we'll get back to with Captain Darrell Carpenter. If you're headed to Grand Isle, he's got some fishing tips for you. We'll pass that along as we do each and every week. Got a lot more to talk about, and also your text messages and some special guests joining us next hour. Sam Hopper, CCA Star Director, and Allison Schultz, the proud owner of a brand-new boat, motor, and trailer for catching a tagged redfish, along with two others who have done it this year. But hers, you got to think. It's very special, some very unusual circumstances, and she'll tell that story later on. Stick around. We'll be back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show with no telephone lines this morning. But fear not, our field reporters all came through, and they texted me some fishing reports to pass along for you. This one comes in from Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Darrell says the report in Grand Isle area, same as last week. This Tuesday and Wednesday were great. Most of the trout caught on top waters between the beach or the reefs in Barataria. As the week went on, the water got dirty, and if you landed on them, you were good. If not, you spent most of the day looking for them. Don't know what dirtied up the water, perhaps the dredge that's working on the beach. So that's your report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. All right, got some more text messages to share with you, and this is an interesting one. Do the DWI laws apply to kayaking as well? That's a good question, huh? You know, they call radio theater of the mind, where listening, you know, the video is in your mind. You're seeing what is being talked about. And I got to tell you, bring up some pretty humorous visions there of kayaking under the influence. I don't know. I guess it's, can you ride a horse drunk? I don't know. I'm going to check with Wildlife and Fisheries, but I'm going to take a wild guess and say yes. And if not DWI, you know, or driving while intoxicated a kayak, maybe there's some type of public drunkenness ordinance or something that they wouldn't be able to get around. But I'm going to check with enforcement and find out if, in fact, the DWI law applies to kayakers. That's not a real smart thing to do if you're going kayaking. All right, old man Sam is texting in this morning. He says, help eliminate dizzy, naked drivers. Become a designated driver. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe and buckle up. Well, we heard that before, Sam. All right, Backstrap Stacker says the best bait for specs is always live shrimp. As one says, ask them guys if the crabs got on that shoreline in Grand Isle or Elmer's Island. I'm waiting on right time. That's from Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Hey, la ba. Yeah, Big Mike, I can tell you, crabbing on the shoreline at Elmer's Island and Grand Isle can be phenomenal. And one of the popular ways to do that is you take some cane poles and you stretch out the poles with a line in between them, and then off of that line you make drop lines. You know, you do it in about 3 feet of water, and, you know, with so your lines reach the bottom, and you just walk along your line and slowly pick up the line and have a scoop net underneath you. Two people can do it best, and you can really catch some beautiful crabs down there in Grand Isle. And they've been running, but if anybody's got any more information on crabbing in Grand Isle, and maybe you can help Big Mike out, text us, 504-260-1870. All right, here's one says, we need freshwater diversion to be completed without no oysters, brown shrimp, reddish, speckled trout, land buildup before closing off freshwater west. I can't really make out that text. Said it was all plentiful. Old people said this would happen back in the 50s. All right, and let's see. We got the Backstrap Stacker commenting on our bad boy issue in Governor Jeff Landry's comments. There's no penalty for illegally crossing the border. It seems like they're rewarded coming in illegally. So why would they think any law or regulation would be enforced? And Toby's checking in. He says, what's up, Big Don, as he always does. Hell yeah, brother, I'm with you. Let them fish in Mexico. And here's one that says, Don, I can't tell you how many illegal immigrants that crab and fish the Bonnie Carey and harvest undersized fish and game fish with cast nets. Residents need to speak up and report to wildlife agents. I do. And it's easy enough to do. At Operation Game Thief tip line, it's on the back of your hunting and fishing license. You can do it online. It's easy enough to make the call and give them the details of who, what, where, and when. They need all the help they can get. They got very few agents and a lot of area to keep up with. All right, here we go. It says, morning, it's Pickle. Do y'all have any fishing reports around Happy Jack or Port Sulphur? And if we get any, we'll certainly pass them along to you. And let's see, Shiners are very good. If you forgot to mention good bait. Yeah, Shiners and Pogies. Pogies are really good bait. Again, that's a difficult one sometimes to get. Catch them with a cast net. Bait shops have a difficult time keeping those alive, but those are also very good speckled trout bait. And this one comes in and says, the word illegal in front of anything says it all. And a question, were they arrested? Well, they were cited. I don't think they were taken to jail, but, you know, I'm going to follow up on this and if I can and find out from, I guess they're going to go before the Plaquemines Parish District Attorney. Is anything going to be done to them? Or are they going to plead ignorance, language barrier, didn't understand the regulations, or the other one, don't have any money? How are they going to pay the fine? And the fine for that civil restitution, pretty stiff. Between the fines and the restitution, they could be looking to share a $4,698 fine. How are they going to pay for that? Are they going to use their government-issued debit card to put it on there? Will they accept that? I don't know. All right, we'll be back to talk more about that. Also got some special guests, Sam Hopper, Allison Schultz, going to talk about a registered redfish that was tagged and caught, and now she's going to claim a boat, motor, and trailer, but the circumstances under which she caught it, extremely interested. More fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, Ryan Lambert, Eric Mohabarak will be coming at you, and your text message is welcome as always, 504-260-1870. And we'll talk more about Shark Week in Lake Pontchartrain on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting back to Mike's text, the question, what is the best all-time bait for specs in the summer. Mike, I'm going to tell you the number one all-time bait is going to be live shrimp. That is probably for a couple of reasons. One, trout love them. They readily bite them. They're more available than any other bait. But I got to tell you, if you're looking to catch big speckled trout, this time of the year, particularly as we move into August and July and August months, live croakers, if you can get those little baby, and I don't mean really little, I mean you can get really big, maybe 4 or 5 inch croakers and even bigger. And the key to using those is, of course, you hook them like you would a cockahoe minnow. You'd hook them either through the lips, you can hook them underneath the dorsal fin. Some people like to hook them in the tail. The key to catching big speckled trout on live croakers is you got to let that fish take it. Now, a lot of times if you're fishing shrimp, particularly if you're fishing plastics, you feel the tug, you feel the weight. First thing you do, you set the hook. Don't do that with a croaker. A croaker is such a big bait, it takes that trout a while to get it into its mouth and position it correctly and get it in there where you can do a good hook set. You virtually let the fish, you can even open your bail and let the fish swim off with some of your line, and then at some point, click it stopped, and then when you feel it, set that hook. You got to give him a chance. Cockahoe minnows, in some areas, they're effective. I don't know what it is, but cockahoe minnows around the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area, aren't very effective for trout. But if you take them down to Grand Isle and Fouchon and Cocodrie and some of those areas, they can be a very effective bait, too. Now, that's live bait or dead bait. Plastic baits for speckled trout, you know, it's hard to beat the old plastic shrimp underneath a popping cork, or you can rig them, you know, on the bottom and fish like that. But I would say best bait all around is shrimp. But number two, if you're looking for big ones and they're hard to find, if you use a cast net, you got a better shot, because most of the bait shops can't really keep, they are very hard to keep croakers alive. But those little croakers are really an effective bait. All right, let's see what else we got on the text. Oh, yeah, I was asking about the comments from Governor Jeff Landry, commenting on blaming Biden administration for allowing illegals to come in and taking a toll on natural resources. And he was roundly criticized by a lot of people for saying that. So here's some of the texts that are coming in. This one says, we already have enough of our own criminals. We don't need any new ones. And another one says, let's see, kind of hard to find them. Governor was spot on. Use them for shark bait. I don't know if I'd go that far. And here's one says, he's a DeSantis wannabe. He's grandstanding again. And yet another says, the governor is 100% correct. And another one says, I agree 100% with the governor's comments. If you're just tuning in, we just did a bad boy feature where there were six men who were cited for catching 120 red snappers. I remember, red snappers, a limit of 4 per person per day. And they're 16-inch size. 97 of these 120s were little small snappers. They caught them with them red-handed. Of course, everybody's got their day in court, and at this point it's still alleged. But, I mean, it's pretty much they had them. They were in their possession on the boat with them, and no doubt about that. And Governor Landry made the case that, you know, it's the failure of the president administration to keep the border secure is weighing down the state's resources by the consequences of a broken immigration policy. Some people thought that was unfair. But, you know, you got to look at it. I mean, in one of our texters said, you know, if they come here and don't pay attention to our laws about immigration and cross the border, and number one, the first illegal thing they do, it seems like they're being rewarded. Why would they think that any laws or regulations would be enforced? If we're not holding them accountable for the first offense of illegally coming into the country, why would they think we would for catching fish? And, you know, I'm sure that goes through their mind. What do you think about it? 504-260-1870. Let's see. We've got some more texts coming in from our Florida friends, Dan and Meredith. Hi, Dan and Meredith. Thanks for tuning in. And our Wingbone buddy who makes the Wingbone turkey calls is up this morning. He's there with us. And let's see, we got, here's someone that is bank fishing and pier fishing from Golden Meadow to Grand Isle. If anybody could offer a tip or a place or two to fish, that would be great. That's don't have a name on that one, but I'll tell you this. Bank fishing, Elmer's Island, get down to the surf. That's going to be your best bet this time of the year. Pier fishing, you know, the bridge at Bridgeside Marina, that can be effective. All that can be very hot unless you're fishing late in the evening or at night off of that pier. But the surf, you kind of stay cool. You can get in the water. And by the way, they put out an alert about all across the coast due to this storm Beryl. It could possibly increase the number of rip currents and rip tides from Texas all the way to Florida, including Louisiana. And the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has put out some safety tips, which I'll get to sometime this morning and run down that. Please pay attention to that. If you're not familiar with rip tides, they can be deadly. And there are ways to not only escape from them, but you got to know, and also to recognize them before you get in trouble. So we got all that coming up. I got a fishing report that we'll get back to with Captain Darrell Carpenter. If you're headed to Grand Isle, he's got some fishing tips for you. We'll pass that along as we do each and every week. Got a lot more to talk about, and also your text messages and some special guests joining us next hour. Sam Hopper, CCA Star Director, and Allison Schultz, the proud owner of a brand new boat, motor, and trailer for catching a tagged redfish, along with two others who have done it this year. But hers, you got to think. It's very special, some very unusual circumstances, and she'll tell that story later on. Stick around. We'll be back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show with no telephone lines this morning. But fear not, our field reporters all came through, and they texted me some fishing reports to pass along for you. This one comes in from Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Darrell says the report in Grand Isle area, same as last week. This Tuesday and Wednesday were great. Most of the trout caught on top waters between the beach or the reefs in Barataria. As the week went on, the water got dirty, and if you landed on them, you were good. If not, you spent most of the day looking for them. Don't know what dirtied up the water, perhaps the dredge that's working on the beach. So that's your report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. All right, got some more text messages to share with you, and this is an interesting one. Do the DWI laws apply to kayaking as well? That's a good question, huh? You know, they call radio theater of the mind, where listening, you know, the video is in your mind. You're seeing what is being talked about. And I got to tell you, you bring up some pretty humorous visions there of kayaking under the influence. I don't know. I guess it's, can you ride a horse drunk? I don't know. I'm going to check with Wildlife and Fisheries, but I'm going to take a wild guess and say yes. And if not DWI, you know, or driving while intoxicated a kayak, maybe there's some type of public drunkenness ordinance or something that they wouldn't be able to get around. But I'm going to check with enforcement and find out if, in fact, the DWI law applies to kayakers. That's not a real smart thing to do if you're going kayaking. All right, old man Sam is texting in this morning. He says, help eliminate dizzy, naked drivers. Become a designated driver. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe and buckle up. Well, we heard that before, Sam. All right, Backstrap Stacker says the best bait for specs is always live shrimp. As one says, ask them guys if the crabs got on that shoreline in Grand Isle or Elmer's Island. I'm waiting on right time. That's from Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Hey, la ba. Yeah, Big Mike, I can tell you, crabbing on the shoreline at Elmer's Island and Grand Isle can be phenomenal. And one of the popular ways to do that is you take some cane poles and you stretch out the poles with a line in between them, and then off of that line you make drop lines. You know, you do it in about 3 feet of water, and you know, with so your lines reach the bottom, and you just walk along your line and slowly pick up the line and have a scoop net underneath you. Two people can do it best, and you can really catch some beautiful crabs down there in Grand Isle. And they've been running, but if anybody's got any more information on crabbing in Grand Isle, and maybe you can help Big Mike out, text us 504-260-1870. All right, here's one says, we need freshwater diversion to be completed without no oysters, brown shrimp, reddish, speckled trout, land buildup before closing off freshwater west I can't really make out that text. Said it was all plentiful. Old people said this would happen back in the 50s. All right, and let's see. We got the backstrap stacker commenting on our bad boy issue and Governor Jeff Landry's comments. There's no penalty for illegally crossing the border. It seems like they're rewarded coming in illegally. So why would they think any law or regulation would be enforced? And Toby's checking in. He says, what's up, Big Don, as he always does? Hell yeah, brother, I'm with you. Let them fish in Mexico. And here's one that says, Don, I can't tell you how many illegal immigrants that crab and fish the Bonnie Carey and harvest undersized fish and game fish with cast nets. Residents need to speak up and report to wildlife agents. I do. And it's easy enough to do. At Operation Game Thief Tip Line, it's on the back of your hunting and fishing license. You can do it online. It's easy enough to make the call and give them the details of who, what, where, and when. They need all the help they can get. They got a lot, very few agents and a lot of area to keep up with. All right, here we go. It says, morning, it's Pickle. Do y'all have any fishing reports around Happy Jack or Port Sulphur? And if we get any, we'll certainly pass them along to you. And let's see, Shiners are very good. If you forgot to mention good bait. Yeah, Shiners and Pogies. Pogies are really good bait. Again, that's a difficult one sometimes to get. Catch them with a cast net. Bait shops have a difficult time keeping those alive, but those are also very good speckled trout bait. And this one comes in and says, the word illegal in front of anything says it all. And a question, were they arrested? Well, they were cited. I don't think they were taken to jail, but, you know, I'm going to follow up on this and if I can and find out from, I guess they're going to go before the Plaquemines Parish District Attorney. Is anything going to be done to them? Or are they going to plead ignorance, language barrier, didn't understand the regulations, or the other one, don't have any money? How are they going to pay the fine? And the fine for that civil restitution, pretty stiff. Between the fines and the restitution, they could be looking to share a $4,698 fine. How are they going to pay for that? Are they going to use their government-issued debit card to put it on there? Will they accept that? I don't know. All right, we'll be back to talk more about that. Also got some special guests, Sam Hopper, Allison Schultz, going to talk about a registered redfish that was tagged and caught, and now she's going to claim a boat, motor, and trailer, but the circumstances under which she caught it, extremely interested. More fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, Ryan Lambert, Eric Mohabarak will be coming at you, and your text message is welcome as always, 504-260-1870. And we'll talk more about Shark Week in Lake Pontchartrain on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show with no telephone lines this morning. But fear not, our field reporters all came through and they texted me some fishing reports to pass along for you. This one comes in from Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Darrell says the report in Grand Isle area, same as last week. This Tuesday and Wednesday were great. Most of the trout caught on top waters between the beach or the reefs in Barataria. As the week went on, the water got dirty, and if you landed on them, you were good. If not, you spent most of the day looking for them. Don't know what dirtied up the water, perhaps the dredge that's working on the beach. So that's your report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. All right, got some more text messages to share with you, and this is an interesting one. Do the DWI laws apply to kayaking as well? That's a good question, huh? You know, they call radio theater of the mind, where listening, you know, the video is in your mind. You're seeing what is being talked about. And I got to tell you, you bring up some pretty humorous visions there of kayaking under the influence. I don't know. I guess it's, can you ride a horse drunk? I don't know. I'm going to check with Wildlife and Fisheries, but I'm going to take a wild guess and say yes. And if not DWI, you know, or driving while intoxicated a kayak, maybe there's some type of public drunkenness ordinance or something that they wouldn't be able to get around. But I'm going to check with enforcement and find out if, in fact, the DWI law applies to kayakers. That's not a real smart thing to do if you're going kayaking. All right, old man Sam is texting in this morning. He says, help eliminate dizzy, naked drivers. Become a designated driver. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe and buckle up. Where have we heard that before, Sam? All right. Backstrap Stacker says the best bait for specs is always live shrimp. As one says, ask them guys if the crabs got on that shoreline in Grand Isle or Elmer's Island. I'm waiting on right time. That's from Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Hey, la ba. Yeah, Big Mike, I can tell you, crabbing on the shoreline at Elmer's Island and Grand Isle can be phenomenal. And one of the popular ways to do that is you take some cane poles and you stretch out the poles with a line in between them, and then off of that line you make drop lines. You know, you do it in about 3 feet of water, and you know, with so your lines reach the bottom, and you just walk along your line and slowly pick up the line and have a scoop net underneath you. Two people can do it best, and you can really catch some beautiful crabs down there in Grand Isle. And they've been running, but if anybody's got any more information on crabbing in Grand Isle, and maybe you can help Big Mike out, text us, 504-260-1870. All right, here's one says, we need freshwater diversion to be completed without no oysters, brown shrimp, reddish, speckled trout, land buildup before closing off freshwater west. I can't really make out that text. Said it was all plentiful. Old people said this would happen back in the 50s. All right, and let's see. We got the Backstrap Stacker commenting on our bad boy issue in Governor Jeff Landry's comments. There's no penalty for illegally crossing the border. It seems like they're rewarded coming in illegally. So why would they think any law or regulation would be enforced? And Toby's checking in. He says, what's up, Big Don, as he always does? Hell yeah, brother, I'm with you. Let them fish in Mexico. And here's one that says, Don, I can't tell you how many illegal immigrants that crab and fish the Bonnie Carey and harvest undersized fish and game fish with cast nets. Residents need to speak up and report to wildlife agents. I do. And it's easy enough to do. At Operation Game Thief tip line, it's on the back of your hunting and fishing license. You can do it online. It's easy enough to make the call and give them the details of who, what, where, and when. They need all the help they can get. They got very few agents and a lot of area to keep up with. All right, here we go. It says, morning, it's Pickle. Do y'all have any fishing reports around Happy Jack or Port Sulphur? And if we get any, we'll certainly pass them along to you. And let's see, Shiners are very good. If you forgot to mention good bait. Yeah, Shiners and Pogies. Pogies are really good bait. Again, that's a difficult one sometimes to get. Catch them with a cast net. Bait shops have a difficult time keeping those alive, but those are also very good speckled trout bait. And this one comes in and says, the word illegal in front of anything says it all. And a question, were they arrested? Well, they were cited. I don't think they were taken to jail, but, you know, I'm going to follow up on this and if I can and find out from, I guess they're going to go before the Plaquemines Parish District Attorney. Is anything going to be done to them? Or are they going to plead ignorance, language barrier, didn't understand the regulations, or the other one, don't have any money? How are they going to pay the fine? And the fine for that civil restitution, pretty stiff. Between the fines and the restitution, they could be looking to share a $4,698 fine. How are they going to pay for that? Are they going to use their government-issued debit card to put it on there? Will they accept that? I don't know. All right, we'll be back to talk more about that. Also got some special guests, Sam Hopper, Allison Schultz, going to talk about a registered redfish that was tagged and caught, and now she's going to claim a boat, motor, and trailer, but the circumstances under which she caught it, extremely interested. More fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, Ryan Lambert, Eric Mohabarak will be coming at you, and your text message is welcome as always, 504-260-1870. And we'll talk more about Shark Week and Lake Pontchartrain on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.